Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Full disclosure, Mean Dean Kramer did his part yesterday. 5 2/3 innings, just 5 hits, 1 walk. Struck out 7, only gave up 1 run. He left with a lead. But the starting pitching of Leighton, Charlie Morton's been better. But remember for a while, the starting pitching, we're talking about, wow, the starting pitching rotation, they're really good. Well, I think reality has set in, or at least they regressed to the mean a little bit. Starting pitching, not good for the Orioles right now. And when you look at the names, and especially when you assume that something's wrong with Zach Eflin, I don't know how much better it's going to be moving forward.
I mean, look, we were chronicling it in real time, that like roughly 17-game stretch where they had a 2.5 ERA. That really wasn't sustainable. They weren't going to be the worst pitching staff in baseball all year, but they also weren't going to be flirting with top five from an ERA standpoint for very long. And you just look at who thrives in this version of modern baseball and who doesn't. And there's a reason that teams are clamoring for guys who can get out of their own jams, who can put people away, who have multiple plus pitches that they can use to strike people out and end threats. Because we know when guys make contact, they're hitting the ball harder than ever before. They're bigger, stronger, and faster than ever before. And spin rates and all those things that counter this are great. But a lot of this is all about negating contact, because when there's contact, there's trouble. Who in this starting rotation, outside of Charlie Morton recently,
yeah,
is getting any kind of swing and miss? Like, how are you going to project as we get into the dog days of summer, and one guy's 36 and he's never pitched in this league before, and one guy's 30-something and he looks like he's 40 in Eflin, and he's had stints on the IL left and right, and we know that Mean Dean is variance, and Charlie Morton's 41. Like, how could you look at this and say it's built to have this team actually chip away at 11 games under 500.
I think it ends right with the fact Charlie Morton's their ace right now. Yeah. Like, what world am I living in?
Mean Dean's their two.
But Morton's the only one who looks like a modern,
yes,
frontline starter, in that nobody can touch the curveball again, and he's able to get out of his own jams, and he's got swing and miss stuff right now. For how much longer, I don't know. That's the same pitch that was getting obliterated the first 6 weeks of the season. But, like, whatever you thought of Corbin Burnes, and I never thought they were keeping Corbin Burnes, no, but you look at that and compare it to this, it's a joke. And if you think somehow that Bradish
Grayson
or Grayson are going to do anything this year, I would say, why would you even risk that, given what this team looks like now?
Nah, it's a mess. But the two guys, Sugano and Eflin, going in the wrong direction. And Sugano, his last three starts, he's got a 6.39 ERA. But I think what's really concerning is when you look at Sugano's FIP, the fielding independent pitching, it's a 4.80 compared to his ERA, which is a 3.55. So it says that, you know, his defense has been helping him out. And when it comes to Sugano as well, he's having trouble starting games recently. The first inning has been the toughest part of his outing, and it's been his worst inning when you look at it season long, and it's starting innings in general, because guys leading off innings have OPSs of over 1,000. And when it comes to Zach Eflin, since he came off the IL, he's got a 6.49 ERA. His fastball has been getting crushed this year. The cutter has been getting crushed this year. And Eflin, it's really hitting the fan. But Sugano, I'm worried that it's heading in that direction.
The thing that kills me is that this was built to be a mediocre at best starting rotation, yes. best case scenario. Like, if you're a baseball team that's really trying to go for a World Series, Charlie Morton as a back end rotation guy, I'll listen to that. Like if the Atlanta Braves wanted to bring him back and they stay healthy, okay. But the Orioles, they were selling Grayson Rodriguez as their ace in the offseason, and that guy has never shown the ability to stay healthy ever. So, like, that's kind of fool's gold. Zach Eflin's a middle-of-the-rotation guy at best. Like, Sagano, nobody knew what he was going to be. So now you're living in a world where Charlie Morton's your ace, and that's
like, we're kind of back where we started. Chickens coming home to roost. All the stuff that we bitched about all offseason and said it's not enough. It can't possibly be enough. Like, this is barely enough to tread water as a 500 team if you don't get people hurt. And people are going to get hurt.
Look at the Diamondbacks.
I don't know how you could watch. As much as they did fight and they showed some resiliency and it wasn't all horrible ball all week long, the bottom line is they faced two of like the eight teams they'd have to pass to make the playoffs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And as well as they did in certain elements of play, there is not enough there with this pitching staff to actually buy that they could salvage what they've already dealt themselves as a losing hand.
And ultimately, how Mike Elias operated this offseason, it was just putting more and more pressure on all of the young guys, where Grayson's the ace, like you said, Ken. He's got to take the next step. He's got to be that guy. But he also put a ton of pressure on this lineup, and he said that out loud. Hey, we're going to have to, you know, really swing it to win. And the lineup's just been too inconsistent to even get to that point.
Well, he didn't make any improvements to the lineup exactly, either, which showed you they were a year
ago. Pressure on the
but
young guys.
What really scares me about this is, because I'm always looking for data points or portals to try to get a look into their minds over there, right? The three people running, the three-headed monster that runs baseball operations. And if they were really where they should be, which is playing the long game, then how can trying to find a right-handed bat better than Kobe Mayo against, I mean, Warren, pretty mediocre pitching. You know, Schmidt, doesn't matter who they put against Schmidt, he no hit him.
Yeah.
Like, how could trying to salvage whatever you're trying to salvage this weekend be more important than letting Kobe Mayo get actually hot by actually playing him? Like, that's the kind of stuff that tells me they'll never get it over there. They're not capable of getting it. They'll never see the forest through the trees, because this kid, every time he takes one step forward, they refuse to allow him to take two steps because they put him back on ice.
It's about empowering. He had another multi-hit game that game, but also drove in the tying run at that point.
He's feeling great about himself.
Exactly. Like, put him back in the lineup.
But doesn't that scare you about what they're thinking at the deadline? Because this should be the easiest thing in the world. He finally looks like he's turning the corner and meeting his promise. Why does he have to beg and scrap and claw to get at bats over Ramon? I mean, over who? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, either Ramon. And I like the way they're both playing, but this is your number. This is the number two prospect in your organization.
He's supposed to be an aircraft carrier. He's finally showing
signs of life. Or at least a major league regular.
I mean, he's a hitter. Like, he's showing signs of life. Give him the runway.
But I mean, even like aircraft carrier. Mountcastle season's effectively over.
It just went on 60.
Like, you should be trading O'Hearn. I don't know if they will or not, because they never do the right thing. But yeah, it's Yankee Stadium. Good. Let's see what he can do. He looked good the first night.
Orioles back in action again tonight against the Rangers. First of three at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30. That's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We had a family party over the weekend for my grandmother's 80th.
Wow.
And that would be something.
Yeah, I don't know how that math would math.
That math would not math at all. But I was talking to my cousin because he was sending in our group chat last week. He won this sales competition. He works for like a beer distributor, and he sold the most Corona and Modelo. And he took BP at Camden Yards, which is pretty awesome. So asking the people, 410-583-1057, what's some of the best work perks that you've had in your life, whether it's traveling or getting to do cool things? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.